Lee Joyce writes on Nextdoor. I'm addicted to Nextdoor, by the way.
Okay.
I learned so much about Greenville, Greer, Spartanburg from Nextdoor. I mean, just a shocking. It's surprising how much crime actually goes on in really nice neighborhoods here. How gangs have targeted people who leave their cars outside at night. I mean, just like all kinds of assaults, like things you wouldn't know, you know, neighborhood to neighborhood, and folks post stuff, right? You just learn just about anything, which all kinds of crazy stuff going on in Greenville. Nextdoor really does a better job covering the news, honestly, than like almost local news ever possibly could, because it's just people reporting what's going on in their neighborhood. Joyce writes in Heritage Lake, so that's a subdivision off Highway 14 and Woodruff Road. Listen to this. I was rinsing my vehicle from the pollen in it, and then I spotted ashes falling all around me. They weren't big flakes, but big enough that I saw many of them falling and drifting around, and man, does it smell like fire outside. That's incredible. Highway 14 and Woodruff Road is where that subdivision, I actually know where that subdivision is. Just, wow. So, and I noticed that yesterday too, driving around. I mean, if you've ever had a backyard, like kind of fun s'mores sort of fire, the whole county smells like that. And I was running errands yesterday, so I was in Simpsonville and Greer and Greenville, whole county. I just, wherever you went, didn't matter. Smelled like fire.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, it got really scary overnight. I mean, I'm on the forestry, you know, website right now. When you see that it doubled in size overnight, the Table Rock fire doubled overnight. Mm-hmm. This is accelerating. You got to ask yourself, what if it doubles overnight again? They could lose control of this thing. And you see doubled overnight. Because yesterday on the air, and I know you were too, we were reporting around 2,300 acres, right? Well, it's 4,556 right now and growing. 4,556 containment, 0%. Yep. That containment stat has not changed. I know you were talking about, obviously, up in North Carolina, they're making some progress on it. We talked about that.
Things are slowing down there, but it's not good, though, but it's, you know, not great, I'd rather, but it is good that they're making some progress there. But, once again, this is terrain is much of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the fallen trees in those areas. You know, it still stuns me when you look at the widespread devastation from Hurricane Helene that is still out there. I mean, I've got trees in the woods behind my yard that I'll never be able to clear. I mean, you can't afford to have folks come in there and clear that. The fallen trees, you know, the huge things that are blown over with the big dirt clots, you know, where the trees have just, the entire tree has toppled over. I mean, but you see that all over the upstate. I see that everywhere. I had to go to Seneca yesterday for a doctor's appointment and taking some back roads to get up there, and just everywhere. I mean, you drive these roads and there's huge trees where people have, you know, cut them with a chainsaw or whatever to get them at least out of the roadway, but they're right there on the edge of the roads. And I see this everywhere.
Me too.
And everywhere.
Like, if you don't pay attention and you go a little too close to that line, you might hit the trees.
Yes, you could.
And I talk about that all the time when I'm talking about Terra Tree Works. It's like, it's unbelievable. They could be removing debris from Helene literally from the next few years. That's how much there is. That's just what I see on my way home. So you've got all of that there. Perfect conditions. It's dry.
Mm-hmm.
Just praying that we get significant rain this weekend. But when you've got the size of just the Table Rock fire doubling overnight, it's like, God, do we even have time to wait for this fire? Well, I mean, this water, I mean, looks, you're going to be hit till Saturday. I'm looking right now, just real quick, and I'll let you react to it. Saturday, right now, they've got it now, 7% chance of rain.
Yeah.
It doesn't hit 76% until Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a long time to wait.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the terrain and the available fuel for the fire is the issue. Luckily, for the most part, this is relatively less populated area, but and it appears that the fire crews are trying to do their best to save structures at this point. That may be part of the reason why the containment level is still at zero on the Table Rock fire, because they're trying to make sure that they protect structures, which that's the important, protecting life and structures. That's got to be the main thing there.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And you've also got, obviously, the Persimmons Fire.
Yeah, Persimmon Ridge Fire.
Yes. Exactly. Brasima Ridge Fire, and that one is at 1,500 acres right now, and that's 0% contained too. Then you got the three separate ones in North Carolina. It could be a little confusing. Those are truly separate fires. One of them is a mystery how it started. The other two were down power lines. Mm-hmm. And just the wind. I mean, the wind we've had lately, like the last week, it's just been like, I've never seen anything like it. Not back to back. I mean, we have some days that are super windy, but day after day after day after day. I mean, it's been a week and a half of it. So
yeah, there were several days there, were a stretch there where I've got a little weather station there, and it was showing me gusts of like 24, 25 miles an hour, which that doesn't sound like that fast for a vehicle, but for winds, that's pretty darn significant.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I used Grok to scour the internet because I wanted to see the teens that started the Table Rock Fire. I double check this to see, like, have we gotten their ages yet? I'm very curious about their age. Their ages have not been released. They have not been published. So I'm curious if it's going to be like 13, 14, 15, or if it's going to be like, you know, then we're going, where is mom and dad? How did you start this fire? Is it going to be like 18, 19 teens? I'm getting some tips on how the fire started, but I don't want to repeat them because I don't know if it's true. I'm dying to know how this fire started. They're saying it wasn't arson, like deliberate arson, like, hey, we set it on purpose. It was negligent. But what a mess they caused. What a disaster. I can't find anywhere, and tell me, Lee, forgive me, as I'm trying to figure out where to find this, but it doesn't look like any structures at all have
I'm not certain about that either.
I tried Grok, and I can't find it.
Able to find a whole lot of information on that. There was one of the TV stations around here that was interviewing someone. They claimed to have had their house burned down, and I'm not trying to diminish that. If it happened, obviously, tragic situation. But we're having difficulty finding any evidence, confirmation from officials that any residences have burned. So,
I'll tell you what's on the text line, okay? And I just read the text line, doesn't mean our grade is great, but a lot of people are saying, like this one, Tara, I have great respect for the firefighters and I know they're doing their very best, but I cannot understand how it has gotten so out of control with zero containment over the last 8 or 9 days. It feels like they're just letting it burn everything. We have so many lakes, and yet I saw on the news they are using their smallest bucket to throw water on it from a helicopter. Some other folks pointing out, look, the opportunity to contain this thing was squandered when it was at 8 or 9 acres. Tara, great show as always. Thank you. The opportunity to put the Table Rock fire out was squandered on the first day when it was reported an 8 or 9 acre fire.
I don't know. All I can say is I realize that these things can spread very quickly, and getting assets to them takes time. It is not instantaneous. You don't have air assets sitting around waiting on something it would be nice if we did, but we could not possibly afford that. I do know that the Air National Guard, we've seen the Air National Guard have a couple of Chinook helicopters that are dumping water on this. I've read that there are some other, I assume these are contractors that are running some single engine turboprop planes that are, you know, putting some water on these and fire retardant as well. But the terrain for the firefighters themselves is what is making it so difficult, because it is a very mountainous terrain. And of course, once again, all the trees down makes it extremely difficult to get to. Much of this, you don't have a nice little road or even a dirt road to get to. I mean, these are wilderness, forested areas.
Texture rates, is there a map of the fire somewhere online? The best one,
South Carolina Forestry Commission.
It's SCFC, South Carolina Forestry Commission, like you said, SCFC .firerresponse.com.
Yeah, they've got a very good setup there. You can zero in on the maps and everything, but the website there, very good. I was just on it a few minutes ago looking at it, and it's pretty detailed. It shows you the exact areas, and you can also see about the areas where the evacuations have been ordered, which in Greenville and Pickens counties, we couldn't possibly mention on the air the areas that are included, because
it's
so numerous. But there are evacuation areas for specific roadways and locations in Greenville and Pickens County that are listed there.
The best resource I've found so far, Lee, is Private Citizen put it up. It's a website, and it's excellent. It's really up to date. It's called TableRock.help. So Table Rock, all one word, TableRock.help. And obviously you put https://www.TableRock.help. table.tablerock.help. And they've got just very, very up to date, you know, everything you could need right there on just right there on the front. You know, whether you're evacuating, you know, you want to check the latest on the fire, whether they've contained it, all of that kind of stuff. Evacuation roads and routes that are open to get out, which is the first link, which is so important. And that one's updated. The Pickens County evacuation roads, the ones you can use and the ones you cannot. Evacuation shelters. And news, obviously news stations covering this as well. So, yeah. But seeing that fire double in size overnight, wow. If it doubles in size again tonight, I mean, you don't do not want to see that kind of growth. You don't. Not when people at, you know, in subdivisions, Highway 14, you know, and in Greer, and, you know, Highway 14, Woodruff Road are seeing ash fall on them while they're washing their cars and kind of going, well, you know, I ain't got any point to wash my car right now. We've got ash in the air. That's not good.